trying to do, and this is the working paper number 44 of GLA Economics. You can find it on the website. What we're trying to do is to look at the this recession, the 2008 subprime recession, if one can give it that name, compared with the 1980s recession, which, for want of a better word, you can call the Thatcher recession, and the early 90s recession, the post-Black Monday savings and loan crisis Gulf War recession. Although the jury is still out, I think, particularly with this latest earthquake shock in Japan and also the oil price spike, who knows what's going to happen. I think the crystal ball is particularly cloudy, but so far I think one can say that employment and unemployment have really done better than expected looking at past recessions in London. We're going to look at some of the reasons why. So the background to the sort of historical analysis, UK GDP in the 2008 recession fell faster and further than in the 1990s and 1980s recession. 1980s GDP fell by 4.7% over five quarters, which is equivalent to a 3.7% annual rate. The green line, 1990s, 2.5% over five quarters, so 2% per year. But look at the latest 2008 recession, that's 6.4% UK GDP over six quarters, so 4.3% at an annual rate. So really a very sharp decline in GDP on the back of the this subprime crisis, the banking crisis. But the claimant count measure of unemployment has not risen nearly as much in the 2008 recession as in the 1980s Thatcher recession or the 1990s post-Gulf War recession. The claimant count so far has risen only by 2.1 percentage points in the 2008 recession. The subprime recession. 4.7 percentage points for the post-Gulf War early 90s recession. That's at the same number of quarters from the start of the recession, which is 11 quarters on this analysis, which was done in December last year. And even more for the 1980s monetarism Thatcher recession, 5.4 percentage points. So you get the picture, bigger fall in output, UK, smaller decline in employment, smaller rise in unemployment, UK. So what's going on? This is looking at employee jobs, same kind of story, 4.3% down in this recession thus far, 6.1% in the 90s recession. Right, let's now zero in on London. London's output in the first nine quarters of the 1990s, the post-Gulf War recession, was down 6.2%, 2.8% annual rate. And the recent recession, 6.1% over six quarters, so 4.1% here. So again, a sharper fall in output. But like the UK, the London claimant count has not risen nearly as much in this recession as it did in the 1990s and the 1980s recession. 1.7% thus far in the recession. By the same time in the 1990s, it was up 6.5 percentage points and 4.1 percentage points in the 1980s recession. Employee jobs down 3.5% so far, 11.1% in the 90s, so the same story. So this table just looks at the summary of this data. Peak to trough output decline, 6.1% thus far in London versus 6.4% in the UK. So, you know, towards the top of recent recessions experience, claimant count up a lot less this time around, 1.7% in London versus 6.5 in the 90s recession, 4.1 in the 80s recession. Employee jobs telling you the same thing. All right, so why? Melissa has looked at the following possible explanations, and the second column shows the ex ante possibilities, I think. Ex ante or ex post, Melissa? Ex ante, yeah. I mean, one of the, you know, going back to anecdotal kind of evidence, I think one of the things which has struck me in this recession, and maybe a number of you, is that the numbers of people in London who've taken nominal wage cuts. You only have to talk to some of your colleagues, friends, or whatever, and a lot of people have actually taken a wage cut, which is incredibly unusual. Nominal wages, normally we think of as fixed. All right, inflation is a lot lower than it used to be, so I guess much easier to kind of impose a nominal wage cut or accept a nominal wage cut. But I mean, I think the anecdotal evidence certainly suggests that loads of people have taken nominal wage cuts. And the bonus system, although it's had a sort of beating in the popular press, I mean, you know, the bonus system is not a bad way to preserve jobs during a cyclical downturn, because your total compensation simply adjusts radically when you come to a downturn. You don't actually lose your job. And I think with a lot more jobs geared towards sort of bonuses and whatever, people have generally been more likely to have kept their jobs in this recession but have just suffered compensation cuts, whether that's with a bonus or simply basic wage cuts. A high possible explanation on that one. Corporate profitability has also been generally stronger in this recession. This has not been a generalised sort of high exchange rate type recession as we saw in the 1980s, or a higher oil price recession. It's been a recession really concentrated in one sector, and that's been the financial sector. Businesses, profitability has held up generally better than it has last time. So a high ex-ante probability on that as being an explanation. Public sector, we know the story on public sector jobs under the previous government. Public sector jobs, growth in that has probably tended to help keep the employment rate up. Labour market structural change, again, that comes back to basic wage cuts, more flexibility, fewer hours possibly, reduction in working hours alongside that, less economic structural change, again, maybe this wasn't a generalised kind of high exchange rate recession or high interest rate recession. This was simply a recession concentrated in one area. So maybe less economic structural change could be another possibility. And then just putting in measurement error, which may or may not be. So let's look at what the numbers suggest. Have workers accepted larger pay cuts, smaller pay rises as a trade-off against keeping their jobs? Well, compared to the red line is this recession, or I guess the recession which has finished, but you know, given that what's happened again, who knows what's going to happen. It does seem like wages are falling sufficiently to compensate for lower firm output. But not really quite conclusive. But if you look at this is unit labour costs, so measured in a common currency, internationally, because of the exchange rate depreciation. This is 2007 Q1 to 2009 Q3. There has been a sharp fall in UK unit labour costs versus the European the common currency area, but also versus the US. So this we think could be a factor. What about looking forward? Is that going to be a factor going ahead? Well, I think probably unlikely. I mean, it's not a central forecast that sterling is going to fall any further. So I don't think one can look to this particular factor to continue to keep sort of to compress unit labour costs. What about company profitability? That has been net rate of return on the corporate sector has been stronger, at least coming up to the 2008 peak than it was last time. So that certainly could have been something that was keeping employment up outside the financial sector. Business failures compared to the 1980s and 1990s recessions, and given the fall in GDP, the rise in liquidations has been modest during the 2008 recession, again suggesting this could have been a factor. Business failures, certainly no greater than they were in the last recession. But government support is being gradually withdrawn. Interest rates, who knows when they're going to go up. I personally think that with the earthquake and with the sort of Arab Spring, I think all bets on interest rates are probably off, for the moment at least. But, you know, at some stage in not too distant future, interest rates are going to start going up. So one can't, again, look at strong company profitability, we think, to keep on sustaining employment. What about public sector jobs growth? This is the percent change in UK workforce jobs excluding the public sector. And you can see indeed the red line showing the current the current years. And it doesn't look that much different from the previous recession. So public sector jobs certainly is something which has been keeping up total employment in London. And that's confirmed here. The yellow line showing total public sector employment, including other public sector, and you can see the big rise since the recession. Versus the blue line, which is private sector, going the other way. So public sector jobs clearly a factor, although a lot of it is due to the incorporation of financial institutions into the public sector. So maybe that's kind of
what is
other
public sector? Excluding other public sectors.
It's largely the financial corporations, so taking out the oil and gas
Public sector employment, as we know, is set to fall heavily, so again one can't look to this as a saviour of employment. Alright, so summary of looking forward. Factors that are likely to support the labour market further as the economy grows: reduced relative wages, profitability, possibly less devastating structural change than in previous recessions. On the other hand, reduced working hours may not be so much of a help to employment, because working hours in those areas which have been hit have already been cut, and those with public sector employment clearly not a help. Labour market structural change unlikely to be a help. And again, if you want to read the work that went into this, working paper 44 on our website, GLA Economics. Thanks very much. Know some of those numbers. The European Economic Association numbers, you don't know who's coming, who's going. The only way you know it's from GP's records, and even then you might not know if they don't sign off. So
there are not enough
from the UK.
We did look at migration within making error in the ONS statistic, but it's actually got to be very large to account for the changes.
Labour market structural change is sort of labelled out as a negative sort of thing. What sort of changes to the structure do you foresee?
Well, I mean, Minister, maybe you want to comment, but I think the background there is simply that structural change has not been as it was in the 1980s recession, for example, when manufacturing industry was devastating. I mean, manufacturing industry has already been head to the bone in London, so we kind of saw that as a positive versus the other recessions. But looking forward, you know, that's happened, so it's not something which is going to increase.
Right, there's not something in the old room that
yeah,
won't help.
Yeah, exactly. So, is that right? I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
pleasant
thing so far. Is that you've got so many more skilled jobs in the economy, your recruitment costs are much higher. Factors influence your sort of willingness, I suppose, to use your labour force and then rehire. Things like unionisation is far less abundant nowadays. So, these are all contributing, but the evidence is slightly different.
Okay, there's a question right in the middle, and then here and then.
Yeah, I've just finished the slide that shows the impact of the recession across Europe.
Well, I mean, I think that the 1990s recession, I mean, one thinks of the city as being badly hit this time around, but city jobs actually haven't been that badly hit, whereas they were badly hit in the aftermath of Black Monday in 1987, for example. The financial sector was a lot worse hit then than it was now. I mean, that could be part of the explanation, I think. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the explanation.
On that precise point, I have a feeling that Professor Ian Gordon is not here today, but many of the people in the room probably were here when he gave a seminar in the LSE a few weeks ago called something like How Did London Get Away With It? And correct me if I remember it wrongly, but the essence of his conclusion so far was that because London, on the face of it, suffered so strongly from negative change in the financial services sector, but then it was so lavishly compensated by the government bailout that actually it didn't have to bear, neither the sector as corporate entities nor the workers in that sector as individual workers had to take the hit at all. So London actually got away with much less bad recession than one would have expected. It sounds a bit as though that's consistent with what you're saying.
I think it is consistent. I've probably put a slightly different gloss on it. I mean, I do think that, there have been jobs lost in the city in some areas, but number one, the city was pretty lean and mean to start with. A lot leaner and meaner than it was previously. And also, if you look at the areas of regulation, for example, or risk management, there have been an increase in those kinds of jobs, as one might expect. I mean, clearly government support, yes, I mean, has been a factor, but I do think there are other things as well going on in the city.
And just to say, with the London GVA figures, they're not national statistics, they're statistics from experience, and their model is almost reliant on what happens to employment, so it's almost inbuilt that this recession would see a lower fall in GVA in London. So I think it's really hard to say conclusively even how London
that's just for the point of view, that's just for the most recent points on London GVA, presumably. I mean, the London GVA, the proper London GVA data was supposed to be commercial.
But the latest is something like 2008.
They're published for the future.
With all the public sector jobs going 400,000 plus the move of regionalisation, taking jobs out of London, so people say big cities go for full-scale operations in that respect. What I'm not quite clear about is where the private sector jobs are going to come from. You know, which bits will be the growth, and how will that affect London?
Okay, there's two interesting points there. One is this question of public sector versus private sector jobs, and you might think that versus the regions, the northeast or the northwest, London has few public sector and lots of private sector. But there is a difference in outer London versus inner London. Outer London is generally, there are a couple of sets, but the boroughs in outer London are generally much more dependent on public sector jobs than inner London. So I think it's wrong to think that London is not dependent on public sector jobs. There are some parts of London which are very dependent on public sector jobs. The other point, where are the jobs going to come from? I mean, the astonishing growth in jobs has been in business services under the old standard industrial classification. On the new standard industrial classification, you've got more kind of granularity on that. But generally, business services has been the biggest area of increase, and will continue, we think, to be a big area of increase going into the future. So the general category of business services is the answer.
And you think that's where it is? That will...
Well, I mean, we also forecast employment in the boroughs out to 2031, and we use, so we simply look at past trends, and if they're sensible, we extrapolate the trends, and certainly it's been business services which have shown the growth in the